This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. And today's take out of Europe is dire on numerous fronts. The Bank of England forecasts this morning the UK economy will not grow at all in the coming quarter. Across the channel, the French central bank says the euro's second largest economy is headed for its own recession. And Germany's being infected by all this through its exports, which fell in June. Christopher Wirth is reporting for us from London on the latest releases. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what are the details of this outlook from the Bank of England?
Not good. I was just watching the governor of the Bank of England, Mervyn King, in a press conference this morning. And I have to say, the tone looked pretty grim in there. The bank has cut its growth forecast from about 0.8% back in May to just about nothing right now. Britain is already in a double dip recession, which shows it's not immune to the Eurozone crisis, even though it's not in the Eurozone. And, you know, that's going to put a lot of pressure on the British government's budget cutting measures that it's been putting through over the past couple of years.
And right about the same time, France's central bank says a recession is on the way now for them, two quarters of shrinking GDP. What are the biggest challenges there?
Well, the French companies have lost competitiveness. You know, we see French automakers like Peugeot struggling to compete with the likes of Volkswagen, for example. But France has a big spending problem, and it's pledged to reduce its budget deficit from about 6% now to 3% next year. That's a huge leap. I spoke with Karsten Brzeski at ING Bank in Brussels today, and he said if France can't manage to pull that off, it may have to line up in that row of dominoes we've seen falling across the Eurozone.
If you look at the economic situation in France, it is worrying. And if they don't succeed next year, I think we could really have a big problem in the Eurozone.
Well, gosh, I hate to say it, Christopher, but let's get down to what's really important here. Will any of this cause European leaders to cut short their vacations?
Jeff, nothing cuts short the tradition of taking the month of August off
nothing.
In Europe. Nothing.
Wow.
We shall see.
Well, I wish them sunny skies, at least while they're on the beach. Christopher Wirth for us from London. Thank you.
Hey, thanks.